USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The sound of the train in Texas transporting the casket of former President George H.W. Bush to his final resting place at his presidential library at Texas A&M University. Bush, 41, buried next to his wife of 73 years, Barbara, the Union Pacific engine 4141 running from Houston to College Station. The casket inside a special car with a window, allowing people along the route to see it. A military band playing Hail to the Chief at the train station. Earlier at the church service, former Secretary of State James Baker speaking.
The world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Charles Krauthammer's son reacts to the passing of George H.W. Bush. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Charles Krauthammer passed away in June of 2018. Now, before he died, him and his son Daniel wrote a book titled The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. I had a chance to chat with Daniel and see what his thoughts would be about what his father would think after the passing of George H.W. Bush.
When I heard the news of his passing, I went back and read some columns my dad had written about him and found one that he wrote in 92, right after he lost the election. And he wrote something that I think was just so prescient at a time when people were kind of piling on and criticizing President Bush. He said that, like, even though he lost an election, that's not history's judgment. And it wasn't a failed presidency. It was a completed presidency, is what my dad wrote. And that he was called upon to two great things for this country, to close out the Cold War on favorable terms and to stop Saddam Hussein's aggression in the Persian Gulf. And he did those brilliantly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An awards show that often previews the Oscars names its nominees. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with details.
Nominations for the 2019 Golden Globe Awards are out. Among those for Best Comedy Film,
Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice.
The nominees announced on Thursday morning from the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A., the movie Vice getting 6 nominations, leading all other films. A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite each got 5, but no female directors were honored by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association this year. The awards will be held on January 6th and telecast on NBC, hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A troubling update now on a very popular food. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, report more people in the hospital after eating romaine lettuce. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the update.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include 2 people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.